So back to our false alarm topic, because there's just too many great stories here. Passive deception.
That's where you don't, you could say cry wolf, right? You say there's a danger and there isn't. It's not that kind. It's by withholding information rather than giving false.
So deception by omission.
Yes.
And animals do this?
That can also happen. There's one kind of monkey, rhesus monkeys, that are very social, and they have a hierarchy. So, you know, the top dog monkey and the lower level ones. And there's this sort of social rule that if you find food, you're supposed to announce it to the group so they can come in and share it, and especially so the dominant ones can come in and
get
their share first. Right. So they're all sort of listening and watching and studying these in captivity. Scientists notice examples where sometimes the lower level monkey won't tell everybody. If they'll put some bananas over in the corner, let's say, and the monkey finds them. If the monkey is caught smelling like bananas or have little crumbs or something on that, the others will basically punish him.
Really? So he was holding out, hoarding bananas, probably because he doesn't get enough bananas ever because
exactly.
He's low man on the totem pole, and then they come and get him for it.
So that's trying to deceive them to say there was no food. What food?
Yeah. Bananas? Not me. You were talking also about plants. My idea of plants is that they are a passive kind of a thing.
Well, they don't seem to us like they're doing much unless you study them the right way and notice either on their own time scale or on the molecule level. And it turns out if you go for a walk in the forest, there's a lot going on among the different plants of the forest, especially under your feet, not just up in the canopy but under the ground, because a lot of plants of the forest, from the trees to the herbs, are actually trading with fungi that are living in the ground underneath your feet, like just little fungal fibers dispersed through the soil, which are really good at breaking down the minerals and getting, you know, phosphorus, let's say, or water out of the ground. Meanwhile, the plants are really good with their leaves at making sugary sap from the air. And so each group has something the other can use.
And they really – they trade back and forth?
It's
like
literally
trading?
A trade network. And the ecologists who study that use economic terms as a fungal plant marketplace. So it's really interesting. The fungi give minerals and water to the plants. The plants pay back with sugars. Mm-hmm. And of course you'd say, well, gosh, there's an opportunity to cheat in that situation. And it does happen sometimes. There are some plants, let's say, that'll take minerals from the network without giving anything in return, but it's pretty rare. And it's probably because the plants and the fungi can tell who's cheating, and they cut off the cheaters usually.
And then – so wait a minute. How would they know who's cheating?
Well, it's not like they know and they talk about it, but this was demonstrated experimentally in a lab. You can take whatever the plant was, tomato, let's say, and you spread the roots out into different dishes of soil with fungi in there that would trade with them. And then you feed different amounts of fertilizer to the soil in each of the dishes. So some of the fungi have a lot to trade with, and some of the fungi have almost nothing. And if you watch what happens, the dishes with fungi with lots of, let's say, phosphorus in it are getting lots of sugary sap coming down out of the plant and into them because they can pay for it, you can say. Whereas the stingy dishes are basically cut off by the plant and they're hardly getting any food at all.
That's amazing. That's
so you can
amazing.
Say it's detecting and blocking off or punishing cheaters among the fungi. So this kind of thing can show you that a lot of what we take for granted is something unique to humans, where we have a trading system or ways of interacting where we're fair to each other and things like that. That's certainly a human trait, but it's also somewhat mechanical enough that even plants and fungi can do it as well.
Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.